Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Everyone in this room is a complete a-hole.
Yep, we are.
No, just you and Aaron for sure, Steve.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Diak is, the jury's still out. He's almost as lazy as you, though.
Okay.
We want to...
Thank
wanna,
you.
Not a compliment. We want to hear what you found.
Yeah.
We call it found it, and there's a couple ways to approach it. Like, sometimes when we do this, you tell us what you found, and we stop you, almost like a drunker kid story, and then you and I try to, pick the over-under on whether or not... Because I remember one time, somebody was like, I was driving down a rural road, in Meade, Colorado, and there was a pile of Christmas presents that had clearly fallen out of the back of somebody's truck. And we're like, stop right there. You pull over, you pick them up. Come on. It's Christmas. You got to keep them, right? You don't try to find the orphanage that those go to.
It would be difficult to try to find who they went to because it only says, to Jimmy from Santa.
But you're also by Meade. So Jimmy is, there's 40 there not people a lot of, who live out there. It's like...
You just shout, Jimmy!
Well, and you're on a rural road. I feel like... You kind of pack them in your car and sit there for a minute. Eventually, somebody's going to come hauling ass back up the road going, frantically looking, don't you think?
You have to find the owner.
I don't know, but it's free Christmas. It's like...
No, you live in Meade. That's your penalty. That's your punishment. You don't
exactly. They need the extra the rewards.
So you would keep them or you would not?
I'd open them up right there.
Because they're Christmas presents, it's like...
woo! I'd be shaking them. What's this one? What do you think?
So, a housekeeper in a hotel found...
Dang.
Okay, I'm telling this story to Aaron and Tiak.
I am salivating.
I am telling this story to Aaron and Tiak only. A housekeeper in a downtown... look at him. He's jonesing so hard.
He's ready to keep it!
Downtown Atlanta hotel found $250,000 worth of cocaine in a closet.
Quarter mil.
How, by your conversion size to how much do you think that is?
Kilos now go for about 56,000 a piece. You got four or five in there. Yeah.
Do they really go for... know this?
I lost track.
Just like that, Steve is a math guy.
He knows something, but
I know. You ask him seven times four. No idea. 7 kilos times 4 grand. Oh, it's 28. Oh, suddenly I got it. That's so true. She was cleaning a guest room, found a duffel bag with 9 bricks of cocaine, each wrapped in paper with a photo of a black rattlesnake.
Dang.
At this point, I want to believe that at least the young side of the room would not keep that.
For sure. I mean, the rattlesnakes, I don't want anything to be...
Because somebody's going to come looking for that.
Yeah, those obviously belong to someone very powerful. I do not want to be involved.
I agree. Yeah, it would be scary enough, but I agree. The rattlesnake picture on him would be nope. this belongs to a snake somewhere,
pretend,
and I'm not.
Let's pretend it's got Hello Kitty on it. It doesn't matter. The point is,
that would kind of be scary.
What are you going to do with it? You going to do the drugs?
No.
Are you going to sell the drugs?
No.
Steve, what can I sell it for?
Exactly.
$7 for it. I don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't want any part of it.
So you wouldn't even touch it. You wouldn't even look at it. Even test it. You wouldn't even just
test it. What do you got, a kid on you?
Worst idea.
What do you have?
Well, if it's like stepped on.
Do you do the thing where you stick the knife in and then put it all on your gums like a stupid FBI guy?
Like in TV or the movies, or have gummy that little vial of blue substance or white substance, and you pour the coke in there, if it turns blue, means it's a good product.
Just, who's got the blue syringe?
You know what you do? You take Clorox, you put it in a glass, and then you pour a little bit of the coke in there, and it slowly starts to drop. The cut will drop fast. The actual coke will kind of ride this the top of the yeah. So you know you.
He's a science guy too.
We learned something new on the show. You'd keep it though, right?
Yeah.
For what? Recreational purposes, or were you trying
for
to
yourself?
Sell it?
Yeah.
How long would that last to you?
Yep.
This person did turn it in. Investigators believe the snake on the packaging will be the undoing of the drug lords who lost their...
They called the authorities to turn it in.
Yeah. Because I would too.
No, the authorities are going to turn around and sell
it. No, they're
not. They're going to snort it.
No. It is tough. Do you want to be... I don't know. Because then you're like still kind of linked. You turned them in.
No,
I just request a different room.
Yeah,
maybe a different hotel.
It was the cleaning person. It was the housekeeper.
Oh,
so,
and they didn't keep it.
No,
if you're working in cleaning motels, you're keeping.
I don't want all the stories to be drug related, and I hate repeating stories from the past. But we had a friend of ours who worked at Children's Hospital who was out at a Mexican beach,
yeah.
And they were just kind of walking. And I think she was there with children.
She was,
and all of a sudden these big bales are rolling up on shore,
yep.
And it was like perfectly. It wasn't cocaine; it was marijuana. But like. Thousands of bundles of pot rolled up on shore.
So rare.
When she's on a, Well, what do you?
It's so rare. You got to run with this now. You got to go.
You're in Mexico. What are you gonna do? Shove it in your bags and fly back?
It shows you.
Have you watched Locked Up Abroad?
Yeah, I know.
That's you don't get back with it.
Okay. Hold on, kids. Let me test it quick. See if this is worth.
Let me get my like Clorox bleach out and you strap it to kids and walk them across the border.
Yes.
I know these kids were all smaller when they died.
All the pina coladas.
Oh my God. Okay, so we want to hear if you found, like, what you found. Like, if you found anything.
Something stolen?
No, but, like, I don't think we want to hear. Like, I remember walking into a dollar store one time with my kids, and there was $10 on the ground.
Oh, sorry, use it as a light? Did you try
No, well, I mean, they got one little life lesson, because they were like, it's $10, we each get $5, and they each picked five items. And I was like, life lesson, taxes! You each get four items!
That's fair.
Suckers.
It was one fun little
thing.
But like, it's got to be something bigger. Like, if you found, like, I don't know, the bank deposit from... Williams Jewelers. I don't
Although I went to high school with a kid that was a manager. It was his job at 16 to take the money to the bank after the place closed.
Oh,
of course
no.
Did he drop it?
He stole it.
He stole it?
He did. He didn't drop it.
Oh, see, I had the exact same thing. My guy said he dropped it.
Yep.
And then I helped him cover up him dropping it.
That's federal, dude.
No, it's not federal. I helped him cover it up and then I found out he never dropped it.
Oh, so you were clean.
Yes. No, I mean, he got fired, and they never figured out that I figured out how to help him cover it up, which is what I used to steal lots of money from that company.
Well played.
Anyway, what did you... If you found something, we'd like to hear what you found. 303-222-5423, or text in at 51059.
I've actually found... Like quite a few phones. A lot of people lose their phones, and for some reason, they just.
Do you take the time?
I do.
To watch the videos?
No. I do always.
She's like, scroll.
Yeah.
I do always take selfies, though. So if I have found your phone, there's probably a photo.
Oh, that's cute.
Because that's the only thing you can do, unless you know the password. You can't get into their stuff.
Because often you should watch the videos, because that could be the last video they shot. They could have died.
But you can't get into the videos, is what I'm saying. You can't get into it. You'd have to know their password. Can I get into it? Well, yours I can, because your password.
Yeah, mine's everybody here tomorrow.
Super easy to guess. I can tell you the two numbers it has in it.
Whatever, la 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 la.
And I don't think you have videos either.
He doesn't know how to shoot that.
You're right. I don't.
Somebody returned a wallet that had been lost for 40 years.
40
Somebody,
years.
So an air duct person was like,
"What's your cutoff?" Finds it. Depends on what's in the wallet or is it time?
40 years. So I have a cutoff that goes the opposite way of yours does.
All right.
Like, if it's a couple weeks old, I probably just toss it. But if it's 40 years old, now there's nostalgia and now I'm going to get my name in the paper.
Oh,
but if I just bring, if I find TX wallet on the ground outside, I'm like, screw him, he lost it. But if I found, you know, like J. Edgar Hoover's wallet, or like, no, you know what I'm saying, like something super old, it's like,
I would, you're right,
with like silverbacks or something, like what are you, like old you silver like certificates?
No, yes, yes.
I will pursue, like the dude who found all the Apple Watches at the bottom of diving or whatever.
Okay.
He got famous because he's found like thousands of them.
And he returns them to the people. He tries to locate them.
You can't really, because they're shot. You can't scroll through and watch their videos because they've been at the bottom of the ocean. We're going to put Steve's phone somewhere out at 4700 South Syracuse. What is the weirdest, coolest thing you found? We want to hear about it. 303-222-5423.
Share your story. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 1059.
So we're looking for people who found something cool.
Yes, actually.
But if Steve found cocaine, he'd keep it.
Yeah. You'd be an idiot not to.
I just...
Yeah, come on.
I picture the cartel and you. I'm like, it doesn't take a lot for me to go, it's not a good fit for you.
All right, you're going.
I'm like,
Here you go, cartel.
Steve's just like, no, I found it.
It's mine.
Trying to do the finders keepers chant to the
losers
cartel.
They're like, weepers.
Okay.
Cartel.
Scott.
Yay.
Yay.
Found it. What'd you find?
My buddy and I would carpool to bowling every Friday. And we were on an off ramp. It's night, dark, and everything. And he goes, "I think there's some rope on the side of the road here." And I said, "Pick it up." So he threw it in the back. And when he got back in the truck, he said, "I don't think it's rope." So when we got back home, pulled it out, it was a rug, a fallen apart oval old ass rug.
Can I just ask what the value of the rope would have been over an old-ass rug? I don't understand, like, anybody who pulls over, unless it looks like hundreds.
Yeah, attached to hundreds.
Right. What do you, what, so.
I mean, you could use it if it was tow rope. I was like, oh, yeah, I don't have tow rope. Or, you know, you can use rope for anything, but a beat-up old rug, no, not so much.
So you're going to pull off the road for rope.
I was already stopped. Did we just have
Well, yeah, of course. We're on our way to bowling. Why wouldn't we stop for some free road rope?
We were on our way back from bowling, and so that didn't help that we were a little buzzed.
Rope is my favorite. You couldn't assess it roadside. We're going to bring it home and figure out if that was jute or not.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Scott. Amy?
Yay.
Found it. Hope it's better than rope.
Yeah. It is. So we were vacationing in Mexico, and the water was kind of gross where we were. And we're like, let's just walk over a few beaches and see what the water's like. So we kind of hike over this, like, cliff, and we come down to this kind of isolated beach, and there's a dead body.
Ooh, did you keep it?
You fought over?
Okay. No way.
A dead boy, dead girl? What was it?
A dead man. And we were like, let's get out of here.
Some
like,
of the water over here thing. Sucks.
Yeah,
too.
The murky water over there is a little better than the dead body water.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then his head was like turned backwards.
So did you alert authorities or did you just run?
Hell no. We took off. I was like, I am not going to be here when the
Yeah, you don't want to get involved,
there's
right?
Pirate people.
Yeah. We went over a couple more beaches. And when here's we came my... back, it was gone. That was the other thing that was kind of crazy is we were like, okay, he
did
not walk out.
All inclusive. I heard all that.
Yeah, it was like, you get to keep the dead bodies you find.
It's all yours.
Yep. Right? I will never forget it. It was so weird and so creepy.
How long do you think he'd been in the water?
Wow.
He was a little bloated.
Okay.
Kind of gross. He was doing that weird dead body in the waves where it's kind of like rolling.
Oh, okay. Yep. Nope. Know? That's good.
Did you grab his wallet or? Okay. Yep.
Nope. Now,
no.
Do you see if he's got any cocaine on him?
Yeah.
Maybe some rope? Thank you for the call. Akalina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Found it. What'd you find?
So, this was more than 10 years ago. I was a struggling single mom with two kids.
loser baby daddy, so no funds, no child support, nothing.
Oh, here's all the justification. I don't think we're going to have to guess on this one. She's like, yes, I just want to set the stage. I got nothing.
It was literally that sort of stage to set. So that's kind of why you needed the backstory.
Okay.
And so it was about 2 weeks before Christmas.
It looks like there's a little more backstory, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there was no food in the fridge.
I was barely going to buy groceries. And I literally ran over the biggest, fattest wallet. It like went thump, thump.
Wow.
And I was like, what the heck was that? So I got out. I looked in it. There was 24 $100 bills shoved in this guy's wallet.
All right, Akalina, just stay right there for 1 second. With the backstory, Steve,
yes.
What do you think she's setting up for here?
Oh, she went out and bought.
It was a holly jolly Christmas, wasn't it? Or she went for the, I'm going to return this and see if the generosity of this fellow
comes back. Some of it comes back.
Or also, what
her.
If this fellow is a new baby? Like, I don't know. I might.
Wow.
If I'm in that situation, and he might see my plight and give me more than the $2,400.
I really needed it.
You kept the $2,400 bucks.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that, but I really needed it. It was like food or gas times, you know, it was like, do we keep the lights on or do we buy groceries? Like, it was a really, really hard time.
So then what did you do?
I thought, what if I just give half back?
You can't. You either have to take it all and then pretend I just found the wallet. Somebody had already jacked the money.
There's that.
Because if you take half, then it's obvious you took half. Or you give it all back and then they're like, oh my God, I can't believe how honest you are.
I was with my jerk boy brothers at the time. I was like, what do I do? And they were ready to rob me. So good thing I wasn't in their presence. So he lived 3 blocks away from me and I drove it to his house and he was crying when I got there.
You gave it all back to him.
I gave it all back. It was all in like the same 5 minutes.
And he gave back how much as a reward?
Yeah, what did he give you as a reward?
He gave me one of the $100 bills, but he did kind of explain to me that he needed all of it, but he was willing to part with some of it because of my good deed. And I gladly took the $100 and I was on my way, and that was it.
You regret it. I hear regret in your voice.
I do too.
Yeah,
you're $2,300 short on that transaction.
Slacker and Steve.
I can't believe this is happening. This, like, seriously, look up upon the horizon. There should be 4 horsemen riding towards us because the apocalypse is upon us.
Dinosaurs are warring. And
yes, cracks in the earth.
Yes.
Steve watched.
I know.
The Oscars.
I don't know. Not all of it. Just a real small little sample, just a little morsel. But yeah,
hold
I
on,
did.
Slacker. Did you watch?
So you know how we had the time change?
Yeah.
So I lost an hour over the weekend. I didn't want to lose an extra 4 hours.
Fair. I was like, very fair.
Losing the 1 hour was all the hours I was willing to give up.
Smart.
This particular weekend, I'm like, nope.
T-Hack, did you?
I was sitting on the couch with my wife, and she goes, oh, the Oscars are tonight? And I went, huh.
And then you went back to Love After Lockup.
So that was... Oh, my God. That is such a perfect. It's like, don't engage, because you're afraid if you're like, they are, then it's like, oh, you want to watch? And then you're in that trap. Or you're in the office Mexican standoff. You got the guns on each other. Like, I don't want to watch. Do you want to watch? Or do you not want to watch? Wait, what do you? Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
She didn't realize. She saw on Instagram that they were going on. So we didn't watch.
Okay.
Did you watch?
No.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I saw clips afterwards, like John Cena naked. Had to look at that. But that was it.
You're the only estrogen. You're the majority of the estrogen in this room. I just pegged you. And you're such a...
Wait.
Like, you're not... What?
You just did... Okay, never mind. Anyway,
no,
yeah.
No, I did it you. Like,
no, you said you pegged, and I'm like, wait,
okay,
what?
No, I mean, I pegged you. No, jeez.
Oh, okay.
We are off the rails.
Maybe I should have watched.
We need to let people in on the behind-the-scenes crap, Because 2 seconds ago, Erin started a wet t-shirt contest in the studio, so it's hard to look at her.
Sorry, guys.
There is that.
What did you do?
I was drinking my water bottle.
I wouldn't call what you just did drinking.
It hit everywhere but my mouth.
The gravity just pulled it all down.
Yeah, the gravity's thick up in this room.
It is.
So there's water everywhere. We're trying to go on the radio.
Just on me, for the record.
But, like, you are a person who's, like, you know all the trends on TikTok. Yeah. You know all the... So why did you...
And you're more into the movies.
Yes. Yeah. Why would
the person with the note list of movies I'm behind on?
Yeah, but I thought you were behind on old movies, like the classics, but I thought, like, new
movies...
It's
kind of all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything... Like, I don't think I've seen a single movie that's up...
Yeah.
Barbie, Oppenheimer.
Didn't watch either. I watched half of Barbie.
I tried Oppenheimer.
There was one for Spider-Man. Across the Spider-Verse. The second one.
The second one?
Yeah.
I saw that.
There you go.
Oppenheimer wouldn't end. I mean, I know the real story, but the damn movie just kept going. It wouldn't end.
I'm trying to figure out.
Blow this thing up.
I'm turning TX mic off so he doesn't pun this. Sorry. Okay. Well, it's just a nuclear war, and it ended the... Never mind.
Oh, gotcha.
And it's like, oh, it's a good thing that it dropped a bomb on it.
That was
something that TX. Oh, my God. Let's all go to the grip. So you actually, of all the people in this room.
The last person you would
think. If BetMGM were doing odds in the Slacker and Steve studio would have watched even 1 second of the Oscars.
You're right.
It would not be you.
I absolutely have never cared what this group of people and their opinions of this group of people's art is. I just don't care.
You know what? Normally, your curmudgeonly view on things like this, I would disagree with, but you said it just now in a way that I do agree with. I think art is subjective, because I think the Pixies are the worst band ever, but the Pixies have this huge fan base, and it's like, hey man, if you like them, you're allowed to like them.
Yeah.
And like, they're never going to win an award or they're going to win all the awards, because they're gonna be like, oh my God, isn't it great how their guitars are out of tune? It's like, no, that's not great, but that's my opinion.
Right.
And like, same with movies. It's like the years that whatever Mission Impossible 18 is the number one draw at the box office. It's up for zero Academy Awards. And you're like, hold up. Like, in the Grammys, Taylor Swift wins. She's the most popular and she wins. Like, why aren't the movies like that?
Yeah.
Because
vote for them. You can like vote for your friends, right? It's like
what it is?
The Academy,
I don't know why,
is kind of fake, where it's, very... There's ulterior motives.
100%. Because then there was years where it's like all these films were winning. There was that year that weird, was it a Japanese film? And I bought it and then sat down to watch it. And I heard it's great, but it's super subtitled. And I'm like, you don't understand the way if I sit down and read, I'm falling asleep. Even if I'm reading a movie, like I can't do that.
And you know the Academy, if it's got Elizabethan costumes, if it has subtitles, you know that damn movie's going to win something.
Yes.
And in the modern, with what's going on now with the Oscars, I don't look for talent anymore. I look for who's like the biggest minority among the people, who's got the biggest...
But didn't Oppenheimer win everything last night?
Just about. They missed one category, I think, but Nolan won.
Chris Nolan won?
He shouldn't have. That movie never ends. Anyway, but...
Chris Nolan won?
The main actor guy won.
Cillian?
Killian.
Robert Downey.
Is it Killian?
It's Killian.
Killian won. It's Robert Downey Jr. won.
Robert Downey Jr.'s in Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Dude! You have no idea how many people, it took like half a movie, were like, oh my God, that's Robert Downey Jr. Most people didn't know he was in that
thing.
I didn't
know he was in it just from they never marketed him as being in it.
He did not look like himself.
Oh, really?
It was pretty impressive, and he ended up winning.
So he won like best supporting or something?
Supporting, yeah.
Okay.
So here's what they did different, and it caught me off guard, and I tuned in just at the right time. It was the, not the main actress, it was the second, what's the?
Supporting.
That one.
Okay.
Okay, so what they did is, all of a sudden they had... These cover things that went up into the air, and it reveals a human being standing there. They had someone that was the person that announced the winner was the winner from last year.
Okay.
And if there's four people that are up for an award, they had four people come out, and it was their friends of the nominee that wrote a little thing about... I'm not explaining this correctly.
Hold on. Like...
Oh, there's four of us in this room.
Okay.
We're all up for an award. Then they revealed Aaron's person. Aaron's person came out. It was someone that was up for it last year.
And they read something nice about Aaron.
And then they did one for T-Hack. They would do one for you. They would do one for me. And then the main person that had the envelope, they were the winner of that category last year.
Okay.
So that's what they did different. And they you didn't know it was coming. And they did the reveal. And you see these four actresses standing there with Jamie Lee Curtis. You're going, what the hell's going on?
Oh, because Jamie Lee won last year.
So then she announced the winner for this year. So they all did a little thing. And I'm like, wow. But what they wrote was so unbelievably awesome. What's her name? Krasinski's wife.
Emily Blunt.
She was so overwhelmed, she couldn't even look anymore because she wanted to start crying.
I don't know if the rest of the room agrees with me, but I feel that we should have a new entertainment feature that is just Steve.
No.
Because he knows nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
About any of it. So his feature's like, so last night on, I don't know what channel it was.
Exactly.
ESPN. There was this guy, kind of tall, Tom Brady. Tom Brady. Where he literally has zero information.
Zero knowledge, zero
so
what's going
on. Answer this question.
Yeah.
Did you emote?
So the ladies were getting emotional, and what they wrote was so unbelievably awesome that I think I started, tears were welling. I didn't cry.
You see?
They were welling up. They didn't spill over and fall down. They just stayed in my eye sockets.
All right, we're going to get cameras set up in your house.
No.
The new Steve Entertainment Report starts tomorrow. I'm the guy.
Okay, you can be the
it's
guy.
It's always the guy that says he's the guy that's right. Not the guy.
The guy. Mm-hmm.
What I meant is I'm not the guy. You guys talk me out of this.
See, now you're trying too hard.
How can I be the guy? There's a story out that says the perfect person to have an affair with is me.
Is you. Right. How does that happen?
Well, I mean, he's a little old. He says he's 52 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll get there eventually.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
He's green-eyed.
You're not.
Aaron, color my eyes today.
Brownish green.
Yeah, they have a hue, some sort of hue.
Kelly Clarkson wrote a whole song about me.
Okay.
Behind these
days
of
love.
I know,
no.
I was like, because of you.
No, it's like, my eyes are green some days.
Okay, all
for
right.
For sure, I have right. Hazel eyes. Hazel eyes fluctuate between brownish. There are times they look like the sea after a storm. No, they look root beer-ish.
Yeah.
Tiak, will you look at them?
Like hires,
them?
Yeah.
Not a dad's, like, but like a hires, yeah.
Can we have a quick aside?
Sure.
I can't stare into Tiak's eyes.
Look at Tiak.
Why not? You just asked him to stare into yours.
I know, but when I look back at his eyes.
I could be that guy.
He has, like, there's a light over here or something.
I know,
that
he's got the good light.
Right in the, like, eyeballs. It's, almost like he has the ring light on. His eyes just, God.
They're very welcoming.
I can just fall into him. It's like a big vat of, like, chocolate.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to be Augustus Gloob.
No. Thank you.
I'm going swimming in the chocolate river. I'm Augustus Gloob. Hey. You have gorgeous eyes. But what color are mine right now? Do you feel?
A color isn't what comes to mind. It's more beautiful. Words like that. Engaging.
So researchers have said women are most interested in cheating on their husbands with a 52-year-old, 5'11".
Yeah, you're
what are you?
How high can you jump? Can you get the...
This isn't the combine, son.
It'll be done because your knees are shot.
I can jump.
No, and like, his spine.
Yeah, you can't jump any.
Yeah. I'm 5'11".
Used to be.
A certain set of shoes.
Okay. You're not.
Green eyes, brown hair.
Okay.
There's brown hair in there.
Have you looked in the mirror?
What?
Where's the hair?
It's on my face. That's still brown. Right?
Ish.
You can tell I had brown hair.
Ish, yeah.
You're very close to being that guy.
Who drives an Audi?
You used to drive an Audi.
Right? So, I mean, I used to be 5'11". Tell me why I'm not this person.
Well, because you have to make
$65,000. I mean, I could get a second job. I could greet at Walmart or something.
Okay, all right.
I could wrangle carts at Costco.
You're still in the wheelhouse.
Star sign, they said, has to be a Libra. You're not.
Why does it really say that? I stopped reading once I hit all the things about me.
Oh, right before, it's right after athletic build.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, maybe I stopped right about that.
You do have a size 10 foot, though.
I do. So, I mean, what is more that than me?
You used to have a Toyota as well.
So is, I think the Toyota is for something else.
Yeah,
that's for the ideal woman to have an affair with.
Oh,
she,
as a
she drives a Toyota.
She drives a Toyota?
Yeah.
A Tundra? Yes.
She's 5'6", she's 44, she has blue eyes, blonde curly hair, drives a Toyota, and makes more than $39,000.
That's who you're banging, Slacker. That's who you're looking out
for. That's who you're looking for.
I'm heading out to the parking lot looking for pay stubs and Toyotas. What? $39,000? That's where we set the bar?
Good luck.
Dudes are like, I need somebody who I can buy crap for. Okay. She's also an Aquarius with size 5 feet.
That's tiny.
It feels very small.
Especially for being 5'6".
She's 5'6" with a size 5.
I'm 5'2" with a size 7 foot.
Dang.
Oh my God.
I'm not a giant. What the heck?
Gross.
Is this because they surveyed guys and we don't know? So we're like, size 5.
Yes.
Probably.
Like, we're just like, because then Aaron comes in the room and we're like, oh my God, Bigfoot exists. Gross.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Other people's problems, we call it OPP for short. And all we know is there's some sort of, she's thinking about breaking up with her boyfriend, okay. But there's been a death or something.
Yeah.
So she's come to the experts.
Mm.
Vivian?
Yai.
What is going on?
Hey, so my boyfriend and I have been dating for about 3 years now.
Okay.
And his mother, unfortunately, just passed away recently. Mm. Yeah. So he's been taking it very hard, understandably, of course.
Yeah.
So he told me recently that he wants to go on a break. And obviously because he's just not in a good place right now to be in a relationship.
Okay.
But yeah, so I was very surprised. You know, I want to be there to help him through this. Like, I just think it's really weird that he's distancing himself when he's supposed to need me the most during this time.
Hmm.
Oh.
Go ahead.
You want to break up with him or he, like, he's trying to break from you during, like, he's reevaluating his life as a result of his mother's death. Is that what your theory is? Or, like,
yeah, he just says, like, he needs space and he needs a break from this. Like, he can't be 100% in this relationship. But I told him, you know, if we take a break, it's permanent. Like, we won't be getting back together because I don't know about you, but for me, that's just a red flag. Like, if somebody doesn't want you around this time of need and, you know, just grieving, it's part of life. Like, you should just be able to go through that together. But I don't know. I guess I'm just wondering, is it normal to break up, like, after a death?
I didn't invite my girlfriend at the time to the funeral.
You didn't?
I didn't. No, I just went.
Couple questions. One, first, I'll have a question for you in a second. Vivian, did you know his mom?
I did. I met her. I mean, we've been dating for 3 years. Okay. So yeah, of course I knew her.
Steve, just real quick, I want to just get everybody on the... Did she know your mom?
No. And we were only together. We had just moved in together. So we were only dating for...
Yours is still weird, but forgivable. Like, no, I mean, if this is somebody who lives with you, even if they didn't know your mom, like, I would still support you if you lost somebody significant in your wife, even though I've in your life,
gotcha.
Even though I'd never met them. I'd be like, dude, I'll come with you. Like, I can wait in the car. Like, I'd do whatever. You moved in with that girl. That's a little... But this woman met the mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
At first, I thought your boyfriend is like, you know what? I'm not going to be a great boyfriend for the next couple of months. So I thought he was removing himself because he doesn't want to be a burden on you.
Yes.
To be a bad boyfriend because he's going to be concentrating on his loss.
Which it seems like he is.
But then it looks like, but she has a good point too. He should be reaching out to her.
Go ahead.
I just feel like we're in our 30s, you know, that I can understand that if that's like, you know, in our 20s when we're just right. learning about life. Like, we're in our 30s. Like, we're getting serious. And I feel like if you're going to be with someone, you should be able to go through these things.
Can he ask you to wait for him? Like, hey, right now,
He didn't call it a breakup. He called it a break. So that is, the waiting for me is implied.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to break up with you. I just need some space. But she's like, space equals bye. She's the one pushing it into a breakup.
Yeah.
And I understand. I can understand... You, Vivian, for feeling the way you feel, but no one can tell you how to grieve. If he needs space as part of his grief, like I don't know how I would be. I haven't lost anybody super significant in a really long time. I don't know how I would be. I know how I am when I'm sick, like when I've had COVID. Everybody and their dog's like, let me bring you food, let me bring you soup, let me bring you med. And I'm like, get away from me.
Yeah, the opposite. I
want to be, I'm that dog that crawls under something until they feel better or they're dead. And like, he might be that, and you forcing your way, 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I don't know.
If your sig other came to you, Slacker, and said, I don't want to be with you right now, didn't offer any reason why, just right? That's your first thing is bye. Okay, then bye.
If you don't want to be with me, so then I'm supposed to sit over here and not have relations
exactly.
with anybody and just wait
waiting.
And just also don't communicate because you need space. So then what am I doing? What's the difference between, but in Vivian's case, you know exactly why he needs space.
Yep.
And maybe if you truly love him, you should give him that space. But you also have a right to go like, I'm sorry you lost your mom. If we're ride or die, then I should be there with you.
Wow.
Like, it's a little telling for him to go, I've just had my first really big tragedy.
I don't want you to step back. Yes.
What? You don't want me there? I can see how you tell Tom at work, who you have beers with and play softball with every Thursday, you don't want him around. But me?
Wow.
You don't want me around.
Like,
So... Are you at the point where if he continues and says, I want a break, you're calling it a breakup?
I mean, I'm getting in my head about it. So I feel like this may be a way of him just dumping me. Like, this is an excuse of dumping me. I honestly don't know. So I'd rather just be like, no, like, that's it. We're done. Like,
or sparing
you.
I don't know why I keep thinking. There's got to be something. I'm trying to get into this guy's head. Maybe he's sparing you from something. I don't know.
I mean, you know, losing a parent. You've done it. I have it. Like, he's probably wigging out. And it's like, what's fun about me right now? I don't want you to come around and just watch me wallow in self-pity.
Yeah.
But some people like me and probably like you don't understand how important it is to other people to help us through things.
I'm totally
that way.
You're like,
get away from me.
Right. I got that.
I don't need help. I know.
Yeah.
And like when you told Kelly she couldn't come to the funeral, that probably stung more than you'll ever know. But you're like, what? I'm sparing you.
I thought I was doing the good thing. Exactly. And it turned out I was not doing the right thing.
You were doing the right thing for who? You or her?
Me. I was selfish.
Right.
But I was putting it on her. I'm doing the right thing for me, but I also have in my head that I'm doing the right thing for you. So I'm okay now. I know.
Vivian, I know this is real heavy. So hang on, we're gonna get you some advice. I see both sides so clearly that I can't pick. It's like he's grieving and no one tells him how to grieve. So he needs some space. She's like, this is the first major event. Mm-hmm. And like, first time we're in a foxhole and you're like, get out of the foxhole.
Right.
Like, okay. Like,
wow, okay.
But dumping somebody who just lost their mother, also not great.
Okay.
But does she have a right to go like, peace out? I don't know. I don't. So Vivian wants a little break to deal with the loss of his mother.
She might want a break.
She's like, if it's a break, it's a breakup. So if you have any advice on this one, we could use it. 303-222-5423.
Help him out.
Slacker and Steve's OPP. 303-222-5423.
We're trying to help Vivian out. And, boy, you texters are not nice people, huh?
In fact, the new one came in. Slacker, how old are you? I know. All capitals.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm surprised you were able to do the all caps.
Alternatively, Steve, how old is Slacker, please? I simply must know. All caps.
Here's the thing. So Vivian has got a man. They've been together for 3 years. He just lost his mom. And he's like, I need a break. And she's like, if we're going to take a break from our relationship every time there's some sort of tragedy in your life, then this isn't a relationship.
Right.
So there's two things. People are calling her immature, which I understand. Like, you're making it about you or whatever. But like, can you see it from her perspective? Mm. She's like, tragedy happened and I'm your ride or die. Let's go.
Yeah.
And it's
okay.
He's like, can I just have a minute to decompress? Sure. But like, are you going to do this when you lose your job? Hey, I need a break. I just crashed my car. I need a break. And it's like, she's feeling like
it should be the other way around.
He should run closer to her.
We should be a tighter relationship now.
When the going gets tough, like you tighten your circle and you're like, oh my God, I love you. So she's just wondering, is this his way of slow playing a breakup?
Right. Or is this his way of dealing with grief or something? I don't know.
Right. And everybody's mad at her and now mad at me. And I'm like, okay.
All caps.
All caps. Oh, yo, you too. And?
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, I was with my girlfriend for about 11 years. She was on my father's durable power of attorney, et cetera. As soon as he passed away, I completely pushed her away and ended our 11-year relationship because I figured if I could lose somebody that important, then I could lose her, and I just pushed everybody away.
I have so many questions for you all at once, but like, did you recognize now that you did that, or were you doing it with intent back then?
Kind of both. I kind of knew at the time, I was like, if I can lose my dad, one of the most important people in my life, then I can lose you. So I started pushing her away. And now I realize that I was wrong. That was the person I should have kept in my life. She was the person I'd had in my life for over 11 years already.
11. Dang.
And I just completely pushed her away.
You did.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, Steve, but you've said before that you think some of your lack of commitment comes from everybody important in your life died.
Yeah.
So you just go like, why start?
Why start, or why don't I leave them before they leave me, in a way?
Dump somebody before they end up dying on you,
right,
or leaving you, or whatever it is. Just don't start.
Exactly. And I know it sounds, burn this, yes, that's a...
Ugh. Oh my
that's
God.
That's a great way to put it. You're right. You're like, don't even start it because you're going to get hurt again.
We're kind of in the same boat on that one.
But, and, like, now you know that that's crazy. Can you just call, it's... Can you call her back, or is she, obviously she's probably moved on, but.
Oh yeah. It's been years and years.
She was
my father passed in 1993.
Oh my God.
And she has a great life, doesn't she? She's probably in a relationship.
Are you following?
Somebody's had a great relationship. Ugh. And then there's been me who's been in and out of relationships. And I think it stems from losing so many people in my life that I just.
You push them away.
I get close, and then I push them away.
You do. It's a defense mechanism.
Yes.
Yeah, but okay, like, here's the thing, guys, Steve, Ann, it is a defense mechanism, but you only get to use that excuse if you don't know it. Now you know it's a defense mechanism, so you can choose to stop it.
Or it's a tool now.
Right.
Yeah.
But you got it. You got to stop. Or don't. If you want to keep,
we've seen you people out here. It's a judgment call.
And thank you for the call and for the
honesty.
Thanks for
sharing, yes. Wow.
Becca.
Yay.
What do you think Vivian should do here?
My thoughts on that is that when people are going through severe emotional grief or trauma, a lot of times people completely shut down in order to be able to kind of survive the level of pain that they're in.
Yeah.
And so him shutting down, it's like if somebody had a physical injury and were extremely injured, they would just want to recoil, go into themselves.
Mm.
I don't think it's personal to her at all. This is probably the biggest lifetime loss that he'll have. And also when people connect with other people emotionally or intimacy, they're connected to their body and their mind. And when you're going through huge loss, you don't want to be in your body. You don't want to be in your mind. You want to check out. And that checking out sometimes is a survival mechanism so you can endure the loss.
Wow.
And I think that's what he's experiencing.
You know, when you put it that way, it's like, yeah. I stand by, like, when I get sick, everybody's like, can I take care of you? It's like, leave me alone.
Yeah. And you go,
I just want to be alone. He's not sick, but he's hurt.
Yeah. So this
it's the same.
I'm going to go into my hole for a while.
This is the emotional version of severe trauma or injury. Yeah. And so even though it's not physical, it's emotional.
So now I'm on his side.
What he needs to do is just be there in the way that he needs her to be there. And then when he comes through it and out of it, to look at her as somebody who's supported instead of demanded from him. He has nothing to give her right now. He's just trying to get through it himself.
And that's why I thought he would remove himself. I got nothing to give. I'm going to be really lousy here for a little bit.
Thank you for the call, Becca. My only point is, if he just keeps doing this, if he does it when he loses his job,
I stubbed my toe.
And he stubbed his toe. If he's just doing it because his mom died, okay. But if this is a pattern of every time the going gets tough, I need a break,
and a lot
then
of
that's
things,
not a foxhole person.
You're right. And a lot of things will be less than a
and what happens when I
away.
Lose somebody and I don't want you
there
to go
is,
away?
There
it's like,
is.
Please
yeah.
stay. It's like, yeah. no, you need your time. It's like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I need you here.
Yeah.
Natalie.
Yai.
What do you think?
So I really do think that if Vivian really does love him, she kind of needs to figure out a way to kind of make things more normal for him. I know that's easier said than done, but I lost my mom a year and a half ago.
Oh, God,
I was 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
So I had no choice but to stay with me. But there's so many mixed emotions. You're angry. You're super upset. You're not in the right mind space. But it's kind of just like when you're with the people that truly love you and they want to just like do normal things, they want to have a normal conversation, it makes the world of difference.
Wow.
Wow. You guys are, thank you for the call. Everybody's so much smarter than us. We're just like, dump him, run! No, step! Zari?
Hi.
What do you think Vivian should do?
So I think, give him some time. Grief is really intense, especially at the beginning, and giving it like that few months to see how things go and how he responds, it might be a good and a bad thing for both of you, or could be good, could be bad, who knows?
Right.
But you think the break is probably a breakup and he just doesn't want to say it because he just, you don't want to lose your mom and go, by the way, I'm cleaning house.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that maybe it's just like that shock of, oh, somebody I love is gone, mm-hmm. and now I have to re-examine my life and figure out where I am now.
Weed my garden.
Yeah,
but the problem for you, Steve, is you never stopped.
Yeah, you're right.
you don't even have a garden
it's
anymore.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, so we're having a little argument in the studio about text messaging children,
mm-hmm.
or just text messaging in general, or just technology in general. There's a lot of things going on. They're basically saying, parents, if you're listening, if you've texted your children while they're at school today, you've made a colossal mistake. I love it when Steve just claps. Do you have a reason why you're clapping for that?
Yeah, leave them alone. They're trying to learn crap. And you're bugging them. I love you. I miss you. Hey, did you get your lunch? I put a note in there. Read it. Or whatever. I don't know whatever you guys are talking about. Hey, don't forget you got whatever class.
I will say this. If that's what's happening.
That's okay.
No, it's not okay. If like those are, like you shouldn't engage with you.
At all. Nothing.
Not at all. Okay.
At lunch, maybe, on their own time. Not when they're in school in the class.
But I mean, if the school is genuinely doing their job and they don't have their phone, then they won't read it. Like, I could send a message to Mia at 10:30 and I would expect no response until 12:30 when she's in lunch.
Okay.
Because she shouldn't have her phone on her person.
Okay.
It should be in her locker.
That's school rules, right?
Yeah, well, they killed Apple Watches. They won't even let her have her watch, which we've talked about this, but I think that's crazy. Like, if a kid is getting distracted by their watch, take it away. But I think kids who are not, there should be just one extra line of defense. If Mia saw Harris or Klebold walking down the hallway, I would want her to be able to hit the SOS on her watch. That's why I got her a watch in the first place.
Okay.
I'm not projecting school shootings. I'm not saying any, but I'm just saying.
What did you and Aaron say? It's the last, you get one.
You're giving her a chance to have a chance.
There it is.
Because otherwise, you see something sinister. Like, even if you're looking outside and you see a guy in a trench coat with an AR or whatever, like, you then have to find somebody who has a phone. If you let them have a watch, if she keeps looking at her watch or playing a game or playing music, take it away from her.
Right.
But if she's a responsible watch user, she should be able to have it in the school. It drives me nuts.
Do they make her leave the phone in the locker as well?
Yes.
Oh, is interesting.
Phones are in lockers. You can't, like, if you get caught with your phone on you, your phone's gone. And they do it a few times, you can't even bring it to the school. So her phone is in her locker. She's got a couple of looser classes at the end of the day that she kind of keeps it in her pocket. And when they have, like, free time, she can get it out and go, hey, my guitar lesson got moved. Can you pick me up early or whatever? But for the most part,
it did the same sentence. You were like, no, they're like real hardcore. They can't even get out, except for like the end when she texts me all day.
But
they're like pretty serious.
No, but here's
for
what like I'm saying.
That's part of the day.
That's what drives me nuts too. It's like, let them just have the watch and then we don't have any problems. Just let them have the watch. Like,
wouldn't you want every kid, child to be armed with the watch?
I would want to know that they're like, somebody sees some, like, there's 20 teachers in a school and 400 students or whatever. You want 20 eyes or 400 eyes?
There it is.
Like, to report something weird going on.
There it is.
A creepy pedophile dude. I'm not even talking about school shooting.
Right.
Something's going on, but my kid be one of the people who sees something, says something. I don't have a problem with that. But then Tiak comes in off the turnbuckle with, how many times should you talk to your dad? And it was like,
well, you just reached this point where communications is so much easier than ever before. You can call or text. Like, we're just in constant communication. And I just don't know that it's good, because, like, think about, like, my parents' generation. When he got married, right? When my parents got married.
Okay.
How many times did he talk to his mother-in-law from the wedding day to their 10-year anniversary?
Probably 10 times.
Probably, yeah, like once a year you'd see him, or you'd call him every once in a while, you'd catch up or send the letter at Christmas, that kind of thing. And now it's just all day, every day.
This is about your mother-in-law.
With everyone.
Say what are you saying? How often does your mother-in-law want to hear from you?
All day, every day. About the kids, about just us.
You're
just
saying she wants to hear from you.
It's not just my mother-in-law. I'm saying it's all the parents. It's my... not the dads, but it's the moms.
They want to hear.
It's the moms, yeah.
They want to hear like your voice, or they want to text.
They want to text, yeah. What's going on? Oh, did you see this article? Oh, how's Leo? Can you send me a picture of Hazel?
Like an update of the day, every single day.
Yeah. Or and just, did you see this? Oh, I thought this was funny. Like, and it's not all bad. I'm not saying it's, but I'm just saying it's not what history has been until this point. You didn't have that much constant communication, and I wonder if that's what the parents are now used to, and so they're just texting their kids throughout the day, like,
hey.
Yeah, what's for lunch?
I will say, you know what, you're probably right. There are some insecure parents who are like, hey. Their kids are their best friend, and they're like, hey, did you see this TikTok? And if you're that parent, you're a j-hole.
Thank you.
Like, you're like, let your kid learn.
Thank you.
But what I find fascinating about you is, if I grabbed your phone right now, are there pictures of Leo in it?
Yes.
Are there texts to your wife in it?
Yes.
Back in the day, would you have been able to take as many pictures of your son or keep in contact with your wife as much as you do?
No. No.
Oh, so you've embraced the change when it comes to the things you want. But then you're like, well, we couldn't talk to our mother-in-law.
I do agree with T-Hack, because it feels like the pendulum has swung completely in the opposite direction, and now everyone is too attainable, too reachable. Like, there's
you don't get to cafeteria Catholic this thing.
I absolutely
tech
will.
Tech is here.
You did that.
No, I didn't. Nope.
Yes.
Nope. I just quit. I'm just saying.
Oh, congrats.
Like, it is like, sometimes you got to take the good with the bad. But, and it's like, your mother-in-law's like, hey, man, I know you've texted my daughter.
Right.
I know you've taken pictures of my grandson. How about a little love over here?
No, because I only have a certain amount of love to give. So if you're lower on the priority, nice. That's fine. Okay. Accept your position. Okay?
Know your place.
Yeah.
No. I want you to send me the latest TikTok right now. I'm sending everybody a text right now. And you know what I was going to say?
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't like that T-Hack has like cornered the market on good relationships.
What?
I've had, just because all my marriages have failed doesn't mean they were, well, I mean, it does mean they were eventually bad,
well,
but they were, I mean, I'm not there. Terrible at relationships.
Hmm. No, we just blame her the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, there we go.
It's never me. They're all psychos. Right?
Mm. It's always a red flag when someone says like,
yep. I was
all
kidding.
Of my exes are psychos. But this time, maybe.
There are phrases that will improve your relationship. And as we were about to go on air with this, Aaron's like, I'm sure you've never heard any of these slacker.
These phrases?
But then I said, I haven't either.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
Tiak, have you read through the phrases?
I have, yeah. Yeah. It was like it's like they were listening in on our conversation.
He actually wrote the article.
Yeah, I was consulted.
Steve, you're a person who doesn't want commitment.
Right.
You don't, like, do you see something? Like, I don't normally defer to you on things of relationship, but then there's also that thing where there are times where there's a parenting issue and everybody's down in their feels and you just can't get it. And Steve's just up there on his high horse with no dog in the hunt and just goes, it's obvious. Chop the bicycle in half. Like, oh my God, it's such a biblical thing to do. And like, you're smart, like, to a fault on weird things like this.
You're right.
Do you think, even though you don't believe in love, do you think T-Hack is somehow in the perfect relationship?
Somehow. I kind of focused on that one, but yes, he is in the perfect. Yeah.
Because he's great, okay. Because she's great.
Because they're great. They found a way to be great together. I know we have it in our head that she's like on the pedestal and stuff,
Because we spend every day with him, and it's like, what?
And he kind of keeps up in her wake.
You know, her coworkers are like, oh, T-Hack, he's the best. He sounds so great.
Doubtful. I mean,
he's just on a pedestal.
No,
all the time.
There's not. No. So let's go through the five phrases.
Is there phrases that improve the relationship?
Yeah. Phrase number one.
Thank you.
Is it bad that I skipped over that one? I didn't even see it in the article.
No, I kind of did too. I had to go back up. I'm like, there's only four.
So what is this? These markings. Tahanku? I've never heard of such.
Tahanku.
And you know what? I'm going to guess something about T-Hack right now when he thanks his wife. It's going to be about the little things. Never anything big. He recognizes and appreciates the small things that she does. And I'm betting that's the thank yous that she gets.
I try really hard to, especially like if I come home and let's say the garbage cans are pulled back in after the truck came, because normally that's my job. But sometimes when I come home, they're already in. That's the first thing. Hey, thanks for bringing the cans back in.
Boom.
But the cans had to get back in, so nobody needs thanked for that.
But I was going to do it. She saw they were out, so she... It's like how you view it.
With the thank yous, it's not necessarily about actually saying it, but it's more so, I see what you did.
Okay,
like, it's not going unnoticed.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Jesus. Yes. Yeah, I'm terrible at this one. Because it's just, like I said, like, I do the little things all the time, and I don't need anything for that.
Right.
So that when you do it,
I don't think
you need anything for it. You know what I mean?
You said something a long, long time
Please
ago.
Please don't bring this up.
And I didn't agree with it, and then I agree with it, and I don't. You said, your job is to do these things. Why am I complimenting you on something that you're supposed to be doing anyway?
Both of our jobs are that.
But people need that little...
I guess I'm just bad at that.
Lesser people than us.
Right. Like, I just feel like the bar is here, and as soon as you go over that bar, then maybe. But, like, just day-to-day life, God...
That's expected.
And like, way to put that in the dishwasher, man. Thank you. Way to like, it's like God, just
well,
get
I think
it done.
Specifically with the can example, because that's my job, right? So if a lot of times that could be taken as passive aggressive. Oh, why did she? Am I not doing it right? Why did she? Did I not do it quick enough? Why did she do the job that I was supposed to do? But if I go in and go, I saw that you did that. I noticed. Thank you. Then she has an opportunity to go, yeah, actually, could you bring it in sooner? Or she could go, oh, yeah, I just saw they were out. And then it diffuses any sort of weird, like, is she mad? Or it's like, you finally get through it.
To cap that off, T-Hack, she might keep doing it in the future if you do that. And it might not be his job anymore. So, hey.
This is why you're not in a relationship.
You look so sexy when you bring this can in.
Man, it's so hot. I just want to buy you a car. The next one. Help me understand this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't this like a therapy thing, isn't it? I've never been, but we use these a lot.
I've never been. This is my perfect relationship that doesn't need counseling.
This is a veiled insult. I like this. This insults the other person. So could you say it again real quick?
Help me understand this.
You are so effed up that I can't understand. Just help me.
No.
Yes.
No. Yeah. It's saying, it's like instead of saying, I don't understand this, because I don't understand this means,
oh, I'm sorry,
like,
you don't.
I don't get it.
I'm sorry, but it's you don't. Like, that's on you.
But it's like, it's asking for the help. Am I right? It's a different way of going, like, Steve, you never say thank you, or as opposed to going, I feel like you don't appreciate me enough. Totally same idea, but I used I feel instead of saying you don't.
And
I say I feel
like
I don't get enough appreciation.
And that is perfect. The way
and help me is like, instead of like, I don't understand. Is like, help me, you, me, together. We're going to together understand whatever is happening.
Clearly, you need help, and I'm above that, so I can't really.
This is why you're. Do you do this one?
Yeah, a lot. Or it's like, what I'm hearing you say is, it's kind of another version, is if we're having a conversation. Yep. Like,
that's
I'm
a
hearing
good one.
You say this. Is that what you're trying to say? And yes or no. And then, yeah. That's like the therapy one, right? It's like what I'm hearing you say is
trust me, marriage counseling more than once. They do that thing where at the end of them talking, you're supposed to do like an active listening portion where you're actually hearing what they're saying. Rough.
Then, do you gotta take the AirPod out?
I'm like, oh, what? I do the double tap on my ear.
What?
Go ahead. Finish up. And then you go, then you're supposed to repeat back a summary of what they said and say something to the effect of, I hear you saying, and what happened in my marriage counseling experience is when I did that part, it's like, yeah, no, that's not what I said.
They're actually in the next room. Yeah.
You're just quoting Bon Jovi lyrics. Were you listening to Bon Jovi in your AirPods? Is that what you're doing? No. What I'm hearing you say is Tommy worked on the dock and the union went on strike. He's down on his luck, right? It's
and
tough.
Then you're like, what?
All right, next one is kind of a two-parter. I can forgive you. Can you forgive me? So you say one or the other. It's like
even if
when
I
you're
don't,
in conflict, you go like, I can forgive you. Or you're in conflict and go, hey, can you forgive me?
By starting by saying, I can forgive you, that tells me, I'm telling you, you're wrong. And everything you said was wrong up until now. So I can forgive you for being wrong all the way up until. That's the one that's kind of.
No, it's more like if. It's keeping in mind the bigger picture of like we're married and we want to stay married. That's like the ultimate goal. We want to stay married. So like if something happens and we're
disagreeing, we tell you a little secret, buddy.
Oh no.
We've seen how Uncle Slacker lives. We want to stay. We're gripping on as long as we can.
So we're talking about the five phrases that will improve your relationship. An article that I wished had come out, I don't know, just a few years ago.
Oh.
So far, it's thank you. So showing appreciation for one another.
Okay, you got to say it's a phrase. Thank you. No, I'm just.
Hey, Steve. Thank you.
I'm trying to get these in my head.
I think what they're saying is not mansplaining things. Probably, I don't know if it's on the list. No, but it is. It is one of the things I'm terrible at.
Just appreciate.
If we're gonna get all the way down in the weeds, I don't say thank you to anybody in this room like ever, do I? Mm. And I probably should.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I'm not going to. Don't get me wrong. This would be an awkward time to say it. But like, when do we ever go like? Yeah. Hey man, thank you. Like, what a great thanks.
Well, like someone handed you a piece of candy, you say thank you. I mean,
yeah. For that. But it's thank you for like what TX was alluding to with the thank you is like, don't say thank you for the piece of candy. Say thank you for just the little like the
for
thing,
remembering
like,
or the gesture
like, thank you for bringing the trash cans in.
Well, isn't that your first line of defense against them feeling underappreciated? Is just micro appreciations, I guess, all the time.
God, don't use the word micro.
I don't know.
Because there's the microaggressions out there now. It drives me crazy. Because then you can call anything. Like, oh my God, you just shook your head at me. What was that?
You're wondering.
That's a little microaggression right there, Steve.
Every little thing.
Everything can be a microaggression.
Okay.
Like, and then everything's a little, I just nodded my head at you. That's a micro appreciation. Like, no, it's not. Say thank you out loud. No, didn't you see me nod? Like, no.
Well, because it's easy. If my wife plans a big trip for my birthday, it's easy at the end to go, hey, that was awesome. Thank you so much for that huge thing. The work
is the little
things. The groundwork, is the everyday stuff.
Okay.
Next up is help me understand this. It's just bringing yourselves into a common, like,
I'm
instead of, I don't
you.
Get it, and like being like defensive
just
or whatever.
Me,
it's like,
what am I missing here? I'm missing something.
Let's work together.
Yeah.
And find.
Yeah. The novel ideas. In this.
I know. It's so stupid. The worst part is like all these are so.
Obvious.
You don't say them either, Aaron.
No.
I can forgive you. Can you forgive me? So it's basically. It's basically...
We're both wrong.
Or it's... I think you choose one or the other depending on which side of the argument
I'm
you're
right.
in. But it's like saying, hey, at the end of this, can we find a place to be okay? At the end of whatever this argument is, are we going to be able to forgive each other? Can you forgive me for like not bringing in the trash cans? Or forgive me for whatever. Forgetting that the daisy is your favorite flower. Like, you bring her a whole bunch of roses, like, you know, I don't like roses. Oh, God, can you forgive
me? Can you forgive me for...
Right.
Oh, okay.
Couple more.
Yeah.
Five phrases that will keep you out of my divorce attorney's office. This one is weird, and I know I almost never have said it, but I am committed to you.
Is that one that you would like to hear, though?
Nice.
As an insecure person, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they say this after you duked it out, you had your argument, and then at the
or
wrap
just
it up?
Anytime. It's like, you say it all the time, and it kills me to say that you're right, but couples who are together have the throwaway love ya.
Oh, yes.
Love you. Love ya.
Yeah, as a bye.
And when you don't put the I in there, it's even more sort of impersonal
you're
or whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, my conversations start with "huh" and end with "huh."
Yes, it's a throwaway.
There's, like, literal, like,
there's no meaning whatsoever.
But, like, to look at somebody and go, "I'm committed to you.
I'm still committed.
Yeah, I'm like,
fight,
I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. Whatever." And I think if you can muster up the strength to say that,
it makes her mad
when
even
she's
more.
Got the Biore strip on her nose and her hair's in curlers. Not that anybody does that anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, God. Do you guys do that?
We do, yeah. We do often, yeah. We try to say, "I'm committed to you. I'd marry you again. I'm in love with you." Instead of "I love."
You do say that.
I'm in love with you. Yeah.
Because if you're just love, then you're not.
Yeah. I mean, it's not every time. We still have the "hello." We still do.
You're getting really good at it.
Any chance I get, I will say that to whomever. But we try to, in addition to that. And it's not even just a fight or anything. It's just anytime. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think, again, it's kind of your defense against boredom, monotony, underappreciation.
But it's just a bigger, it's stronger than "I love you," because I love a lot of people. I mean, as I've grown, like, I think you're afraid of saying you love a lot of people, Steve, but like.
In love is.
But no, but like committed is even bigger than love. Because you can, like, "I love sushi, but I'm not committed to sushi." Like, I'm a little committed to sushi.
You
but
are
like,
committed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at somebody and go, "I'm in this." Like,
No matter what, I'm in this.
I'm in this.
I'm like, dang it.
None of this is on you.
Okay.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, is like we talk about manifesting and stuff sometime on the show. And I think a lot of times the more you just say things and then you become act as if, right? The more you say, like, "I'm in love with you, I'm committed to you," then any chance you get to act differently, you're like, "But I'm in love with that person. I'm committed to that. I've just said that hundreds of times out loud." Like, you start acting better towards each other.
Can I ask you, I don't know if you want to answer this honestly or not, but did you start saying it kind of faking it and now you feel it? Or do you know what I'm saying? Because, like, so many of the manifesting things, like the first time you're outside, like, laying crystals on a rock in the moonlight with a mason jar of water, you're like, "This is all bull." But then you're like, "If I just keep doing this, good crap's going to happen to me," right? Because, I mean, Steve's not done it. Where you're writing down your intentions and throwing them into, like, whatever. It kind of feels stupid, but, like, what Tiag is saying is very true, but it's like, was the first time where you're like, "I'm committed to you, and, like, and I love you, and I'll spend forever, and I marry you again." Like, was it kind of...
I don't think it was faking it, because we've been doing it our whole... Like, we were still newlyweds doing it in the honeymoon phase, so that was good. But I think as far as, like, saying, like, "Well, we don't fight, we work on our problems," and then you want to fight, and it's like, "But... we don't fight, we work on our problems." And then, so why would I fight with you when we don't fight, we work on our problems?
So much. Hey, you know? I genuinely dislike you, dude.
Which would you rather hear?
Oh, my wife does too. That's the problem.
No, okay, so there's one more. There's one more that is almost bigger than all the other ones combined. And it's one that I know I never say.
Uh-oh.
"I like you."
I like you?
Yes.
Oh, because you can love somebody.
When you're in a marriage,
that makes
sense. You're committed, and you love, but you don't.
You're not going to like everything they do.
And if you can...
Yeah. This is the one I like to hear the most, because Aaron nailed it off air. I'm insecure, and I know I'm annoying. I'm bothering her. I won't stop talking to her off about shoes or whatever that she doesn't care about, but I know she loves me, so she'll give it to me, but also I know I'm annoying her, so I like to hear, "I like you."
Just every once in a while, she just... Yeah. But did she say that to shut you up? It's like...
Yeah.
"I like you.
I'll take whatever I can
now
get."
Now go upstairs, and you're like...
Slacker and Steve.
There's not going to be any stupendously stupid stories today, at least for me, because I don't know if I'm legally allowed to say any of mine.
What? I can't.
Well, the
wait.
Guy changed his name to something that I'm not
I can't
sure
wait
I
can. To hear okay. that story.
All right.
I got a story where apparently maybe the pilot and co-pilot both fell asleep on the flight.
Yay! play.
And no one was manning the play.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Indonesia.
That's so close.
Yeah, a Batik Air Indonesia flight with 153 passengers on board had just taken off and reached its cruising altitude of 36,000 feet. Once in the air, the pilot asked his second command if he'd take a nap. He was tired from the previous flight.
Okay.
Co-pilot took the controls as the captain snoozed, but then got a little sleepy himself and nodded off.
Oh my God, who's flying the plane?
Exactly. First pilot eventually woke up, noticed the plane was off course. The dude looked over at his co-pilot, saw he was fast asleep. Billy woke him up, and the two quickly hurry up and corrected the flight's course. Oh, everything went by. They landed as normal.
Why would you admit it? Why do we know this story?
You're
they
right.
They got down like, funny thing happened, man.
You're right.
Can't believe this. We were both crashed out.
Just
that
keep
flight.
Your mouth. Yes.
We ended up in New York, right? Am I right? You don't admit that.
Exactly.
We sleep through this show every day. We don't tell anybody. My story comes out of Wisconsin.
Oh.
It's the Florida of the Midwest, though. A dude got drunk.
Oh.
You know, that's what you do in Wisconsin. Got into an argument with his daughter about not doing chores and caring for the puppies. And then they got into like a fisticuff when the boyfriend showed up.
Oh,
and like,
no, here we
it
go.
Just got real bad. Police were called. It was bad. The reason it made stupendously stupid stories is once the police got there, he brandished a weapon, which turned out to be a BB gun. And got all the cops real mad at him, and they pulled him aside, maybe tuned him up just a tiny little bit.
Oh.
Once they checked out his ID, this man has legally changed his name to Mr. Nuts. N-U-T-Z.
Okay.
First name, D's.
D's? No. Oh, my.
He literally changed his name.
Wow.
To Nuts. D's.
Huh.
Anyway, I'm sure that's going to go over well in prison, which is where he's headed.
Yeah.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.